Rutland City Councilor David Allaire has defeated incumbent Mayor Christopher Loris on town meeting day. We're going to Rutland now, where VPR's Nina Keck has been following the mayor's race and a crowded race for the Board of Aldermen candidates. She spoke with VPR's All Things Considered producer, Annie Russell.
Hi, Nina. So are there any results in this mayor's race yet?
Yes, and I think many people will be surprised to hear that David Allaire has unseated incumbent Mayor Christopher Loris. Big upset.
Refugee resettlement has been such a big issue this past year in Rutland. In talking to voters, how do you think that played out in the mayor's race?
I think it played out in a fairly major way. David Allaire is a 19-year veteran of the Rutland City Board of Aldermen, so he is well known in the city. And he has been pretty much a strong opponent of the way Mayor Christopher Loris handled resettlement and also his leadership style, I think. And Allaire was able to tap into some of the frustration and anger that had been festering in Rutland over the resettlement issue and the fact that many people thought Mayor Loris had handled that secretively and didn't bring it in front of city officials, didn't allow local residents to vote on it. And so I think a surprising number of voters came out and said they wanted David Allaire to lead the city instead of Loris, I think for that reason.
And what other issues were people paying attention to during this campaign?
I think a big issue that I heard from all of the candidates as well as from voters was concern over the city's aging demographic. Our population in Rutland is shrinking and it's also aging. And so there's been a lot of concern over how do you increase the tax base? How do you encourage new businesses? How do you get people to move to the city? I think Mayor Loris talked about Rutland being a resettlement community specifically to bring in younger people and more diversity. But I think that didn't sell with a lot of voters. But I think there's no real consensus on how to solve that issue. It's a big challenge. Another issue has to do with fixing the city's aging infrastructure and lowering taxes. Property taxes are pretty high in the city.
Finally, there was a huge turnout for the Board of Aldermen, 17 candidates vying for 6 seats. Why so much interest in that race?
Well, again, I think you can trace some of that back to the division over refugee resettlement on both sides of the issue. People in favor of resettlement got involved, formed the group like Rutland Welcomes, did a lot of volunteering. People who opposed refugee resettlement also got very involved, attended local meetings. They, too, organized. And I think people got a taste of activism, maybe being more civically involved. I heard that from a lot of candidates who said they want to have more of a say in the direction of Rutland's future. And I think having 17 candidates speaks very well of the feeling of civic engagement that's going on right now in Rutland.
I've been speaking with VPR's Nina Keck, who's in Rutland right now. Thanks, Nina.
You're welcome.